You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right. Well, well, well. It is so slippery outside, but good evening.
Good evening. What up, though?
We are Closet Conversations. I am Chrissy Mack.
And I am Berkeley, and today is my mommy's birthday, heavenly birthday.
Aw, happy heavenly
Rest
birthday.
Rest in heaven, mommy.
Happy Berkeley birthday.
Happy birthday.
She would be 67 today. Absolutely. Love you. Thanks for protecting us.
Yes, for sure, for sure. So today's topic is embracing homosexuality. Ooh. Hashtag we coming out the closet.
We out that thing.
Whoa, open today, honey. Right. It is what it is. Accept it or not. Okay. It don't even matter. So we have three special guests. We got one on the way. He's slipping and sliding trying to get here. So we definitely want him to have safe travels on his way. First, we have K-Cash.
Yes, ma'am.
K-Cash.
Welcome. Welcome to Closet Conversations.
What's up?
You doing all right?
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right. And then we got a Darnell. He was our guest from, what was it, last week?
2 weeks ago,
The author. The author.
Him book.
Relationships. A two-way street.
Okay.
It's really good, too.
It is.
I've been reading out of there. Yeah. So, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. And we have J-Rock Styles.
So y'all gonna make me tell my story right like R. Kelly?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool. I got an hour to harass me. Okay.
Berkeley, you can go more into detail.
Okay.
As to our guest,
quickly,
if you don't mind.
No problem. K. Cash, this is my baby, my adopted daughter. We met at I don't want to call it the bad school, but
it ain't no bad school. Rest in peace, Insta High.
Oh, she was one of y'all students?
She was one of my babies, yes. Aww. And we had a connection right away. Her mom passed. And for some reason, when, you know, I encounter students that mother have passed, this is just like so weird saying this today. Yeah. But, you know, like we had a stronger bond and I just took her under my wing and I'm like, this is about to be my baby.
That's what's up.
So, yeah.
That was funny.
It was very funny. I watched her grow and then it was a few things. I'm like, oh, shoot, what's going on? But we'll get a little bit more into that later.
Don't go too live on you.
But she's a baby of the group. And J-Rock Styles, style speaks for itself. He's a very, very prominent, recognized stylist here in Detroit doing his thing. I say nationally because he's been in New York doing his thing, L.A., Atlanta.
Okay.
Like, you need a stylist. He's the person to go to. Shoot, how the hell did we meet?
Oh, my God. Oh.
I can't even remember.
Years ago, a fashion show.
Yeah, it was a fashion show. And I was like, who is this fly motherfucker?
Right.
Fly to me. I got to meet him. So, yes, we have been close ever since. He's helped style my shows, and I've actually helped him style some of his shows, which was interesting. So, my boo, absolutely. And Darnell, again, the master hairstylist to the stars, Salon on the Park, stylist for, what'd you say, 30 years? 33.
Give him his three, okay?
Give me my three.
33
years.
You better not play with us, Gage. Okay. You better give me my extra credit.
All right. Yeah, so I met him through my one of my play moms, Donna D. She has been his client for forever, and he's done my hair. And, yeah, the rest is history.
Nice,
so, yes,
nice,
again, he has this cool book, Relationships, a Two-Way Street.
It's really good, everybody.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome questions, you know, for thought conversation. So we may even pull something out if we have enough. Ooh, the size, private parts matter for men and women. Ooh,
ooh,
all right.
Of course,
yeah, I go to number 16 immediately.
Okay,
let's get deep, okay?
Let's get a curve boy.
All right.
Ooh,
curve boy.
Question
curve.
Mark.
Hello, curvy. All right. So let's get into these closets.
Yeah.
This is interesting. We might need a second show for this one.
Probably.
I think like a part three.
Oh, shit. We going that far?
Just saying.
So, all right, Chris.
Well, I mean, let's just like kick it off to like when y'all were like young, you there know, you like, you know, with you, K Cash. Like, oh, when
why,
did you?
All right,
well, all right, okay, come on, Jason,
because I want to get it over with.
Get it over with. Come on. All right, so like, okay, first off, you know, so like, how old are you now?
22.
Okay, all right, so you know, still youngin' out here in these streets, grown, but you know, 22, like. Man, Justin, you remember when you was 22?
Girl.
Oh.
I'm happy social media one like
I'm
that.
I'm telling you.
Which y'all was on?
Man,
when y'all was 22?
We was bad on stuff. Everything.
Bad stuff. I'm here to tell the story. God had his hands on me.
Y'all was fast like that.
Ooh, we was fresh out of college.
Uh-oh. Look,
yeah,
look this way.
So it was
this way.
It was a fun
this
time.
Way.
All right, so now that we got that out the way, so, you know, okay, so you're 22. So when did you, at what age do you remember when you kind of, like, becoming, like, bi-curious?
I was, like, out of middle school. When I got to high school, it was reps.
Okay.
So when I met you, you were hiding it from me.
Well, no, I was kind of, you know, like, I was kind of, I don't know. Like, girls at that time was liking me. You know, I played basketball, so.
Right.
That attention was, like, different, you know?
Is that where it starts at? Like, when girls... See, that's why in high school I ain't play basketball.
No, because I
knew them girls was gonna get me.
You were scared.
No, yeah, I did. Every other
you were scared. You were like, yeah. I'm strictly Diggly.
I was like, no, something about that basketball, they be getting you.
No, okay. No, nobody on my basketball team. It's just that it, like, I don't know. Maybe I just was gay. I don't know. I can't really answer.
Okay.
But it was just like, my mama kind of... brought it to my attention before I even was, like, even knew. She was just like, why all these girls keep walking up to you saying good game? And I'm just like, I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I ain't think nothing.
And so were they, like, feminine girls? Were they,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, they was, like, pretty like y'all.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all.
Yes. Still popping and pretty.
Okay.
What up?
Downstairs.
I see.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So it was pretty much like once you entered high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got deep.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. J-Rock Styles, what about?
Oh my God. I thought y'all was gonna say the best for last. My story was basically me being growing up around me, first of all, growing up being mature. Than my guy cousins. So I always was gravitating to my girl cousins. So I adapt feminine ways. And society just pushed me to this box.
Oh, why do you feel society pushed you to the box?
I mean, let's be real. The society that we live in is small. It's a box. Mm. It's either you this or you're that. Mm. You this or you that. And when I was confused about my sexuality and stuff like that, I didn't have a chance to, like, express myself.
Okay.
It was just, like, I was just forced.
To choose? So,
yeah.
Like, were you more influenced by women? Did you, you know, did you raise by a mother? Like,
I was raised by my mother without no dad.
Okay.
So, that plays a part,
that
too.
That did play a factor in it?
Yes.
Okay.
That plays a part. But also... with society, like, oh, you're feminine, like, oh, you're gay, you're not dominant.
They just labeled you immediately.
Oh,
Had you had a sexual experience by then?
No.
Okay.
My sexual experience was when I was 17.
Okay.
And that's when I'm going to do me and I'm going to pursue what I feel inside.
Okay.
Because of rejection, because of society, and because of the way I was.
Okay. So your first experience, did you like it? Was it kind of strange? It was strange.
It was definitely strange and everything. But I think I attacked that mindset. Like, I'm not going to be sexual until, like, I have a connection with somebody.
Okay. The next time around.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And everything like that. So that's a piece of my story.
Okay. All right. Like, we'll take it in bits and pieces before we really, you know, the yanking y'all up out the closet is real nice and tough. No, Jessly likes it rough.
She like her hair pulled.
All that. You already know. People used to be like, are you a lesbian? Like, I mean, the hoes be on me, I'm telling you. I was raised by a man, so I'm already aggressive. So, you know, some people get it confused. Like, you sure? Like, no, I ain't never fucking around. I still say the same thing. Well, we have Jason. Jay, what you want to call yourself tonight? Sorry, since I just put your name right here.
Call me Jason now.
Jason just walked through the door. Quick story about Jason. Interesting enough, we met, I was pursuing a master's in special ed at Wayne State. And there was a young man in the class. We, you know, we laughed and whatever, but we didn't really, you know, connect at that point. And so I went home one day and I opened up my door to go out. Brayden was a little baby. Lafayette Towers. This nigga was my next door neighbor.
Oh.
I'm like, what is the chances of that?
That was funny.
So we like quickly bonded. And we've been calling each other cousins.
Wait, pause. Yeah. I'm like, pause. Uh-uh. Red flag on the play.
Uh-uh.
So y'all not really related?
No.
You know what? After this show, I'm going to meet you at your car.
I'm actually surprised you told that story because
everybody thinks that we are.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Spiritual cousins. That's my baby. Because then they can be like, well, who is the family
that's
member?
That's why lives ain't shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever done it up is going to come to life.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Funny. That is funny. Oh. Wow.
Ambitious Jay just walks in. Thank you for coming, dear.
Ambitious Jay. Welcome to our show. All right. Okay.
Ambitious Jay, quickly say what up.
What's goody?
Y'all late.
I was actually early, but
y'all late.
I was downstairs.
I had school.
Oh yes, he's
y'all late. You already know you about to get an F or whatever. So it ain't need to stand to an A or whatever. Just take your F. You know, you as long as you got your financial A, you straight or whatever.
Yep. Would you like a blue moon?
No.
Would you like a shot of tequila?
I'll take
1800
a shot of tequila.
Or Hennessy. Oh, all right.
Okay. Okay. So, Ambitious Jay, he's now my new coworker, and we connected immediately.
You're going to get these people fired.
I'm telling you, right? Telling you, hey, when you have that you know, connection with people, sometimes you got to, hey, you got to make it do what it do. He calls me mean, y'all. I know I'm not mean.
Really?
He calls me.
I never thought she was
a bully.
I'm a bully.
Oh, yeah. You're a bully.
I'm a bully, but you know that's my baby. So I'm like, oh, I'm about to mold you. So yeah, I'm the mean. Mm-hmm. I'm the mean because. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
You're 20.
22.
22.
Is he the baby after you, or are you? You have the
when your
baby
birthday.
Face.
April 20th.
When your birthday? Okay, so you're trying
I'm
to figure
the baby.
It out.
You the baby. Okay, Cash. So we were talking about when did you first realize, like, hey,
yeah, start becoming
something's
like
different, or you know, the same sex.
Yeah, I think
what
I kinda
age
like
were you?
Him,
was it?
Or I think he kind of likes me, right. And I think I kind of like that. Yeah.
What was your aha moment? You walked in. Let's go.
I think middle school.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay. Like sixth grade, seventh grade, like eighth.
Seventh, eighth grade.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. You liked somebody liked you. You liked
somebody
them back.
Liked it me.
Oh. Okay.
And yeah. You weren't sure. Did you ever have a girlfriend?
Really sure. I had a girlfriend, mm-hmm.
It wasn't. You weren't feeling
damn,
her like
you
that.
Brought yeah. Becky hard.
So you like kept it on the hush hush, like did you ever so you never let him know that you liked him back?
Sure, no. Really, I didn't really like him, but it was like,
well, how did that make you feel knowing that the same sex liked you?
It made me uncomfortable.
Okay.
At first.
Okay.
And then it was like a feeling like I should try.
Okay. All right.
Interesting. Mm.
Wow. Interesting. Okay.
JS, what about you?
I'm actually surprised that he said, Jay said that he knew or
that
he had
young.
A feeling. No, when he said that he had that feeling in, you said high school?
Middle school.
Because I felt, exactly, I was like, I feel like I knew like right away. So everyone's different. Everyone's different.
That's what I want to hear. You know, somebody that knew.
You know, I grew up a Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
So Jehovah's Witness. Okay.
That's a tough up little religion. Yeah.
That religion and then that congregation, like I purposely would hold and hug the elders longer because I liked how that felt. So like, and I was what, 9?
Mm.
So wow. I remember that.
Yeah. Wow.
Vividly. And I remember like elder like grabbing my shoulders and looking at me like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Right.
Because I was being inappropriate.
Oh.
And I knew what I was doing. I remember this to this day.
See, had you only been Catholic.
I love
David.
Would
have
been okay. Hi, Dave.
Yeah,
the owner and then the engineer. Oh, stayed, everyone. Nice.
Thank you for having us.
So you knew, like, yeah, this knew is right not away. Right, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I didn't know. Yeah, I knew what I was doing. Was the Jehovah Witness. Made him uncomfortable, but it felt good to me.
Okay.
So
okay.
I wanted to do my rocks.
It felt good to me.
So yeah, it's just interesting.
Okay, everyone's so different. You know what? Brush up on that Jehovah Witness real quick. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't it a fact that if you are openly gay or homosexual in that religion, that the whole family is supposed to like shun you?
I mean, that's essentially what happened. There's so many witnesses, the ex-witnesses now that are that don't even believe in God because of like the trauma that they've been put through. But like, I grew up on Watchtower Farm, so like where they made the Bibles, the Watchtowers, the Wakes, all the publications that are distributed throughout the world. Like that's where we lived. So my dad's a dentist, and they brought him on to their ground so he can work for them, and so everything was taken care of for us. But for me to be pushed out, it was like 10 times fold because I'm at Watchtower Farms. So it was just,
you were seriously the black sheep.
It was, yeah.
No,
it was
more going door to door.
It was, right. Yeah.
Are
it was,
you
so if you have a child out of wedlock or anything right. like that, they
I mean,
do
but like, it's homosexuality. Yeah. Is that like one of the top?
Yeah, that's one. Of the top.
So like, what happens? Okay, so like, what happens to like a just any person?
You can
that,
have sex, yeah, and they will get you up out of there.
Right, you can't have.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, what are the actions though? Like, what do they do?
They just can't. They disown you.
Damn.
Essentially. So.
Like your mama, your daddy, your sisters, your brothers in the alley, everybody.
To force you to come back to the quote unquote truth. Oh. But I mean, I didn't feel loved, and I felt like, okay, well, this is where I need my family the most.
Okay.
And everyone just kind of just went their own ways. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Long story short. Yeah.
But he's still here. He's still standing. You still believe in God.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Goes to church. You still cute. You got on a cute sweater. I want it.
You look like one of them elders he used to touch back in the day.
That's funny. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, wow. All right. Darnell, thoughts?
I do. I got a lot.
Okay. Let's go.
My third book is going to be on gender. Just to let people know that I'm writing a book for gender, because I believe...
Explain gender.
Mm-hmm. It's girl, guy.
Girl, guy.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And it is to let me know and others know that y'all relationships are just as the same as a heterosexual relationship. Huh. It's no different. Y'all can't have kids together. Can't have kids together, but you can have the same situations.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with finances, religion, the whole shot. But I got a question, though. At what point in time you guys got comfortable totally with society accepting you and you accepting them the way they think about you?
That's a really good question. That's definitely a good question. I didn't feel comfortable until like last year.
Okay.
See, I'm young.
That's honest.
So, I was like, man,
okay.
I'm young. So.
And it hit me with her being 22. And you 22. But you weren't here at the time when she was speaking. So at what point you got totally comfortable with you being in this society and vice versa?
Oh, I ain't care.
But I'm totally off the rip.
It was just like once I like my mom would ask me, I still lied to her, but I knew she knew. So after that,
you was lying to me too.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's not so much as for your mom; it was for you. Yeah, who I'm talking about.
But like, it was just like he it said was okay. He didn't get it like, until once last my mama year. Showed me, like she didn't care. Yes. I ain't care but what nobody
think,
thought.
But do you think that it's different because you're a female? Like you look like a young mom, like something like that. Like I'm not, you know, I don't like girls like that. But like if young mom said something to me, I would like chuckle a little bit.
Like, what you say, girl?
I'd be like,
what you want to do?
No, I don't know. It might be
is
like
it different
that.
For you. Do y'all think like? Do y'all men? Do y'all think it's different for girls? Like,
I
do they get it
more
easier
for girls? Because okay, it's like for straight men, they definitely don't like gay men.
Yeah,
and we get more hell.
Yeah, but man, it's a lot of straight men that they be going on this. Like,
I have seen some straight men go off on like studs and stuff. They try to fight them.
Yeah. So straight men have tried to kind of
yeah, like if I'm like, hold on, dude, I felt, it ain't like that, you know,
right?
It's still like guys that talk to you, you know what I'm saying?
Try to talk to you,
man. If I give a guy a shot, they taking it and running, you know. So it's just like I had to set it straight, like no, I ain't, you know,
I'm straight, but I accept them. We can be boys, we can be everything,
right?
Yeah, it's like I don't know, it's just weird. Okay. I think it's because I'm young still, so it's still, like, a little weird to me. Like, I be, how you can't tell, like, that I'm not rocking with no males.
I think a lot of men probably think, too, like, ooh, she could bring the girls. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they probably see her as a challenge, too. Like, well, I bet you I could turn her
man,
back.
I just got into it with a grown man.
But females do that same thing to them.
Yeah, because there be a lot of girls thing. At my job. They was like, if you were straight, ooh, I would. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, back up.
Right.
It is a lot of fine gay men. It is. And they got and they got all the money.
You sitting in the room?
That's no cap. That's no cap.
But no, piggyback on Darnell's question. I think it comes a point in time in your life where you feel comfortable. And I know when I feel comfortable, when I embrace myself, when I was traveling on tour, doing shows, fashion shows in Atlanta and New York, and I was seeing like different cultures. Mm. I didn't see different cultures of being gay, but I was seeing different cultures of like just basically people just expressing themselves. Mm-hmm. And it was totally different from Detroit.
Yeah.
And so when I came back to Detroit, I felt comfortable within myself. Like, I can be me 24/7. Like, I love me 24/7. Mm-hmm. Like, I was a dude from Inkster, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Living out my dream.
Oh, yeah.
And in New York, doing shows, doing, like, literally, like, Wark Fashion Show. The company the company that I started with or whatever, we was ranked the number 4 show in independent shows in New York Fashion Week. So like
shout out to Jelly.
Yes, shout out to and Jelly Crystal. for giving me my big break.
And
I truly appreciate them and I love them to death. But when they took me on road, like on the road with them, I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm getting myself into. Like, I don't know, but me just experienced like the different scene, the different cultures, the different people.
Okay.
It just made me comfortable within myself. So when I came back to Detroit, I said, like, I can only be me. I love me. Right. I accomplished so much in my life. And I was on road when I was, 22, 23. Mm-hmm. I was on road.
How old are you now?
26.
Okay, okay.
I'm the oldest person here.
Oh, finally. Like me.
So I was like,
I'm the motherhead.
Basically, I was just, I became comfortable within myself. And I've always been comfortable because I'm a Leo and I'm always sassy and I'm always aggressive. So with that being said, with me experiencing different cities, I became like, okay, I'm a shit.
Liberated.
That's what's up.
And I think that's what answered your question, because it is shocking that you see people like 22 or 19 or 20, like in there, like, okay, I'm gay. Like, back in the day, we were like, I'm bi-curious. they coming out with titties and ass. Like, okay, like, I'm like,
I see a lot of
girl, sus. Yeah,
you know what? How y'all feel about that? Like, y'all mean, I mean like, have y'all ever thought about? No. Have y'all ever thought about getting you like being a man?
Like
y'all
like being a man?
You ever thought about getting like some fake titties or fake ass or something like that?
This was when I was younger.
Okay.
And I did. I went to jail. And I met this dude in jail.
Okay.
And I became pen pals with him for a year.
Okay.
Yes, he and did. He wanted me to, and I, you know, I thought I found in love, and he wanted me to keep downstairs, but he wanted me to get breast implants. And I was
okay,
I'll do it.
And Jesse said, hell no, nah. Hell to the no.
I mean, I did consult my
You're cousin. You're a fake cousin, right? Yeah. You're a fake cousin.
But the thing is, like, Jesse is truly my cousin. I don't have any family, you know.
Okay.
Like, coming
okay.
from
spiritual,
my background,
absolutely. People, right. God puts people in your life for a reason.
Because of my sexuality. And okay. that's their loss. So
right.
definitely
that's
when
their
I,
loss.
When I call Beautiful cousin, person. My cousin, she's my cousin.
Yeah. Throughout, that's throughout. What's up.
Like, God sent her to
okay.
me.
Love his auntie.
The piggy, like, to answer your question, I did consider it. And
okay.
I was going to do it for love. And, you know, I got my senses together. But, you know.
You I have did. Thought about it. Okay, anybody else thought about it?
No, I have I never thought about
okay.
it.
Okay, what about you? You thought about it?
Can we cuss?
Yes.
Fuck no.
Okay.
I fuck hell like no.
I love dressing like a guy. It just felt more comfortable.
More comfortable for you. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
I got a question, though. Now, in the case of if you do a whole body change, would that mean that you truly, truly wanted to be a woman? Mm-hmm. Or is that... when you don't do a whole body change, you just like this part of being gay.
Well, I didn't even want to be a woman. I was just going to do it for somebody else. So that was really dumb.
Yeah, so it didn't ever cross
huge,
your mind if I go
huge difference
totally...
between homosexuality and gender sure. dysphoria. Mm-hmm. Huge, huge gap there.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm
just trying to see the level of which you would go with your gay.
Oh, wow.
Because it's cool. I'm acceptable to it. Because people should be who they want to be.
Right.
You could be
right.
my friend all day long.
I know deep down that I never truly wanted to be a female.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was doing it for all the wrong reasons. And I was considering doing it for all the wrong reasons. And like...
Dave.
Like yeah. Dave said, like it's mm-hmm. too, that's too polarly different.
Yeah, you've got, I mean, homosexuality just means you're attracted to the same sex.
Right.
Gender dysphoria means you truly believe and feel
another.
You were trapped, you're in the
you're
wrong body.
You're trapped in a different
right.
body.
Right.
So
right.
that's
right.
not that in way. Them.
Yeah.
No, you would say it's not that. In them, right? Right.
No.
Right.
What about you,
okay.
K-Cash?
No, man.
You ain't never want to take your pretty poo-poo and split it down the middle and get you a little thing. Thing.
No, I mean, you know, I be wanting some heads, you know, like, dang, give me some money. But, you know, I'm just comfortable with me. Like, I think I'm wavy. I think I'm, you know,
do you want children?
I smell like a billionaire. Huh?
Do you want children?
I do, but I don't want to carry them.
You don't want to carry them.
So, like, if I get rich enough to, you know, get it where my girl can carry it, then I had kids. But if not, I'm not having kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Wow. So everybody in your family accept your lifestyle decisions?
I don't even really know. I just don't care.
Well, wait, though. Wait. You asked her that. Ask the fellas that.
Oh,
what about, do you want kids?
I do want kids, but not now. Until I get myself together.
But how would you
have sex with a woman?
No.
To have
yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
How would you go about getting kids?
If
you guys want kids, how would you go about
getting everybody asked me that at work.
It could be like a threesome.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You,
see, I don't like
your
threesomes.
Your boyfriend
either.
And the woman that's going
right.
to carry you.
I don't like threesomes. I would never.
I have a friend. I'm not going to say his name. But he and a stud have a child.
Oh.
And both of them are, you know, co-parenting and doing their thing. And shoot, the baby, the young man has to be about 23, 24. Mm. But that's
how he got money. How he got money.
But he took the step with his best friend who was a stud and they created a child. And I mean, hey, that's admirable to me. You know what I'm saying? Like you want a child that much. Like, hey,
yeah,
we both live too
cool.
free. We're really attracted to, you know, the same sex, but we're going to come together to make this baby. And they've made it work.
Wow.
Shout out to you, love. I love you.
They had to talk about it.
Absolutely.
And that's good.
That's
good. Right. Always talk about it. Don't even keep nothing from your mate, his mate. Don't talk about it.
Wow.
It's the coolest thing to talk.
Speaking of that, talk about it. It's a lot of down low going. You know, I'm opening up this closet. I ain't got no filter.
I got to go to church in the morning.
Closet conversations. Pray tonight. Okay. But yeah,
so many.
It's down low. I've overheard. I've heard conversations. I've had conversations. A lot of men, especially. I don't know how that necessarily goes with the women. Right. I guess it could go that way too. Like she could have a boyfriend and a family and really have a girlfriend.
I think female is truly gay.
And that's another question. That's damn, it's coming crazy. Out. All right.
You don't think that a female is what?
I don't think no female is truly gay.
Really?
So why is that?
So you can switch it up and go and have a husband.
Who?
You.
So you don't think that you're truly gay?
I'm talking about like, far as like, I don't say, if I'm talking to you.
Okay.
I don't even got to know you, but if I'm walking, if I like you, I'm coming to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that just worked for me. And I just like, every female that I talk to, don't be like.
They're not normally lesbian.
Truly gay.
Yeah, like my girlfriend, she never had, you know, she never did nothing with no girl until she met me.
So is that trendy? Or is that but how somebody
what does that
really
mean,
feels?
Though?
What's
like,
the line?
I'm not following her.
I'm straight, but so is spaghetti until it gets wet.
I like that.
Like her girlfriend now.
Is really no. So your girlfriend could leave you for a dude.
No, yeah, what I mean, she said earlier, yeah, though, like she don't believe no female is truly gay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
is. We got two questions to answer in a little bit of time because right. You brought up one. I need to know about the down low because it's a lot of men out here that may.
It's
and
the pastors
as well.
That's on the down low.
They really
oh,
no,
they not true.
Put up some tea on me.
Y'all want to keep it. Y'all want to keep it real and raw. Okay.
They the most pastors. Definitely be. The gayest one.
I mean, like, you could have, like, a whole family and be like, oh, this is my homeboy. And, I mean, you know, Jay acts very masculine that he could have a homeboy and it could really be, you know what I'm saying? A secret type stuff.
I just want to tell you, this goes perfectly into my first time.
Quick story. Let's go.
Quick story time. I was working at Bob Evans, my first job ever. And there was this dude that was working there. He was 17. I was 16. And he would just talk about how much he couldn't stand faggots. Faggot this, faggot that, faggot that.
Mm.
His mom was leaving. She was moving out of state. And he made a pass at me. And he wanted me to go down on him.
Give me some
fellatio.
He's
6'3", tatted up already, very muscular. The main one.
Oh, wow.
All that chocolate. Mm. So I'm going down. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I never given head before. He looks down at me and he was like, I thought you was gay.
Ooh.
I look up at him like, I thought you was straight.
Right.
So he teaches me how to give head for the first time.
Wow.
And
that was my first DL, first experience, first everything. So I was like, it was a learning experience. Like, you know what? You can't trust nobody.
Yeah, that is crazy because I have a lot of DLs trying to holler at me too.
Tell. And have
gas
you ever
stations.
Had, have you ever had
dudes
an encounter?
At gas stations. I'm telling you.
Dudes at gas stations?
Why they still trying to be on the DL though?
Because they're not comfortable with themselves.
And why you think they're not comfortable with themselves?
Because
the world is open. The world
now?
Is a big
because
open
the,
door. Why you got to be on down
their
low?
Family. The family really religious.
Yeah. Speaking of family, like, okay, because we know, you know, with Jason, right?
Your name.
So we already know how his family feels about his lifestyle. Your mom, she's passed away, but like your other, you know, like your maybe, do you have brothers, sisters?
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care? Okay, so they're cool. And then what about your family?
Well, my mom, she's like really not accepting it.
Okay.
But she don't like it.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't care no more.
Right. What can she do? She gonna probably be her baby.
But my brothers and sisters, fine with it.
Wow.
Well, so question though, does she, because I've seen this go both ways, does she not like it because she doesn't approve of it, or she doesn't like it because she's worried about
the
life
religious
you will have? Okay, so it's because she doesn't
way,
yeah.
like
okay
she say in the Bible they say that
there's a lot of things
abomination
in the Bible that you're not supposed to do.
It never
but
actually says
I be,
that
every time I she bring that up
it
I'd be like
actually say that
I'd be like how you bringing that up that gay is an abomination, but you talk about it all the time. Talking about people is a sin too.
Not premarital sex is a sin. Adultery is
and
a sin.
Having sex before
gossiping is a sin.
Yeah, okay.
Ask her if she's ever worked on a Sunday, because that's a stoning offense.
Yeah, okay.
She has.
Sabbath day.
Yeah.
Right.
Just saying.
She has.
Wow. Mm-hmm. J Rock Styles, what about your family?
I was raised by my mother. And
how does she feel?
Honestly, she loved me and my boyfriend together.
Okay.
I wouldn't say love, but she is so respectful.
Okay.
I love his mom. Okay.
She is so respectful.
She's gorgeous too.
And I don't know why. I literally don't know why. Like, Berkeley been in my life since I was
Are you her only son?
No, I'm the youngest out of two.
Oh, and, well, she babies you.
Yeah.
So she probably
but, and like, she loves you, man. Yeah. Right. She's a why. You know why.
So I'm like, damn.
She loves
with
you.
With this knucklehead that you like out of all the guys I bring around. But honestly, she's real respectful.
He didn't mean that.
Yeah.
I love you. I love you.
That's your boo over there.
Yes.
Oh, hey, boo.
But she's really respectful. It's a difference between respectful and accepting, because she's a Christian. She's a choir director, and we are in church, and that's why I kind of left the church or whatever to pursue my own, you know, my own religion with Christ, because I was tired of getting labeled as my mother's youngest son. Like, every time I go in church, your youngest my son. Like, I'm like,
Have they ever referred to you as the gay one?
Yeah. Because I'm very open about my life. Like, I'm very transparent. Like, I don't give two fucks about it or whatever. So I'm very transparent. So if you follow me on social media, you will see me in, like, doing shows, getting ready, getting my makeup done, like, or just me working a 9-to-5, looking just like my straight brother. Like, that's just me in general. But at the end of the day, I'm very transparent. But I will say, this relationship, which is my third relationship, my mother is very respectful about
it. Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. That's good to know.
You gotta love your babies no matter what.
Yeah. And I start breaking my gay friends around my mama.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah. She be like, she like cool with them now. Like,
good. Okay.
Yeah. She be like, oh, your friend's cute. I be like, no, I don't hang around ugly people.
Wow.
So yeah, she like slowly really accepting it.
That's what's up. Wow.
So we touched on the DL.
Yeah.
What time we at? We got about 15 minutes, 15 I believe. 15 minutes.
All right, let's get to the good stuff. All right, top or bottom? Top or bottom? Top or bottom? Who doing top or bottom? You doing dildos or what we got going on right here?
I don't think it's like top or bottom.
I don't think girls have top
or
bottom.
Okay, y'all don't have top
or bottom. What do y'all do for hours?
FM, like...
Do you have a strap on?
Yeah, because I ain't put
Do you have
my
different sizes? Are they different colors?
You said you not what?
I ain't put my mouth on anything.
Oh, I thought you said you not put it on
she
anything.
She said on everything. Like, but on something, she will. Not, okay.
Okay. If it's water.
This is the hot seat.
But, I got a strap.
You have different size straps?
It's just one?
Yeah. Do you have a name for it?
No, I don't have no name. Oh. I just say, you know, like, I'm going to come
slay
you.
I'm pulling out the pink dolphin, bitch.
Yeah. Okay. I used to have a blue dolphin dildo.
Okay.
Mine
is pink. My question, at what point do you wear the strap and she wear the strap? Okay. Or y'all take that?
I mean, y'all got flip flops.
Is that bad?
No, it's just, I'm straight. Like, I guess, I'm like, I'm the guy. And then she's just
No, she keep the strap on.
Okay. No, because they can't
get it.
Yeah.
That's wild.
They do.
Okay,
they do.
That's wild.
They get bored sometimes.
Ooh. All right, so no, top or bottom.
Fully verse.
Fully, what that mean? Like,
both?
Top or bottom.
Oh. All right.
First bottom.
Oh, shit.
You prefer the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why do you guys sound so sad though?
Okay. I like to get fucked.
We don't sound in Jersey.
Oh my god!
All right,
conversations.
Let's go.
Let's go.
This is slowing.
No, Darnell.
I'm straight. I'm straight.
So top. So strictly top.
Strictly top.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Darnell is straight. He's the author.
My bad, I'm sorry. He's trying to write gay books and shit.
Does he look like he's gay to you?
Don't touch.
No.
Does he look like he might be gay to you? Or in the closet?
Anybody could be gay.
Okay.
That but do not have a look. You never know when somebody okay. is gay.
No. You don't really have a look because
no. yes, you can just
throw it off.
Not, yes, God. Yes. We need to stop being judgmental. We really need to stop being judgmental.
Yeah, because there's businessmen out there in business suits and they are gay.
She's 23.
Okay, that's what's up.
I thought so I know it. I thought
on,
I know it. So we got like 5 more minutes on this show.
Right here.
I'm a first
Who's
time.
Who doing the fucking?
Who doing the fucking?
Who?
Hey.
I'm a first time.
Okay.
I mean, you can kind of look at him and tell, like, you can get, like, you can look at them.
Oh, wait, pause. Baby,
don't let them make up your mind for you.
Don't let them make up for you.
Hey, pause.
There's
real feminists that...
What are they called? Femtops?
Yes.
I like
them. No,
write
no.
that down.
Yes, please write that down.
It'd
for
be a lot of feminists.
Yes.
I'm a little confused with you know.
I just learned a new term last night.
What was that?
Platinum gay.
What? Platinum gay. What's platinum gay?
What's platinum gay?
No. That's apparently a gay man who was born via C-section and then truly he's just never had any contact with a vagina whatsoever.
Oh, wow. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? We on catfish?
I got platinum.
Oh, nice.
I hate it.
I never heard of platinum gay.
No? How do you know? You say, like, were you born vaginally or did your mom have a C-section?
I was born out the vagina.
Okay.
You're not
a
platinum.
I had a C-section.
I just, one of those random conversations that comes up, you know, 2 hours later drinking after the show.
Oh, I ate my friend out.
That's nice.
How was that? You had some pussy?
Tastes like chicken.
It tastes like chicken. I'm scared of that girl.
That's weird.
You know he gay, right? y'all listening.
I need you to tell me where you're buying chicken.
Y'all listeners out there, y'all know you gotta buy chicken, okay?
All
it was greasy.
Yeah. It tastes the same.
I mean, literally.
It chicken. Tastes the same?
No, all it chicken don't taste the same.
No, it don't.
No.
It definitely don't.
So what do vagina look like to y'all? Like, is y'all disgusted by
it? Disgusting as fuck.
Does it? It doesn't look that.
Yes.
The penis Holy is nice, crap. I must say.
It sure
so.
Is.
Oh, it's like a lot
it's
of
a lot of.
If I was gay, I'd do a lot of dick sucking.
Yeah, I would too.
Really?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Must
Do y'all rate them? Do you rate them? Or, I mean,
I got a sore throat right about now.
In general,
rate like
you don't like answering those sex questions. I see
he doesn't.
Some are light skin,
Jay Bougie.
No,
some are dark.
They do say some. Like light skins have the biggest penis.
Oh,
I say that
because
you light skin.
I know
he's brown skin. Okay,
he's not light skin.
No, he light bright. He light.
You're brown.
I'm light.
No,
you're not, bro.
No, these light brights right here.
Yeah, he.
Yes, no, she light skin. She's light skin.
She red. She yellow.
And I'm light skin.
Yeah, no,
and
sorry,
I'm black as hell.
I'm white. Right, I'm whiter than Barry Manilow eating a spoonful of mayonnaise while listening to Barry Manilow.
Right, but let's put him back in reality. He's not light skinned.
I'm light skinned.
I'm light skinned too.
No,
you're brown.
Like, let me wipe out your foundation real quick.
Look at my skin and look at yours.
Right.
I'm way lighter than you.
Well, I mean, if you compare yourself to like Wesley Snipes,
you was in school.
Why do black people always?
I know.
I was like, this is a whole nother topic.
A whole nother topic.
Okay, so we have probably about, 7 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay,
you
beautiful.
Some change.
You said it yeah. like 10:30.
Well,
I know they closed.
Well, you see that all the lights are now getting shut off. We'll be kicked out very soon.
Yeah, very,
so
very soon.
So maybe this may actually be a second topic.
They have
worthy.
To.
Yeah.
Because well, so I'm ready to catch you after. Remind what me question? To catch you after about timing for the show, and maybe we can get you guys to start a little bit earlier, too.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, what would you say to the young, quickly. Oh, damn. All right, because I know she kind of said it. Yes, I know. That if a man receives head or, you know, say I'm straight, I had one experience. I got my dick sucked by a dude. You know what I'm saying? Am I gay?
Yes.
Or I fucked him.
You gay.
He didn't touch me. Am I gay?
That's so unfair. Gay. Women are allowed to experiment in college, guys.
If that's what
I got a question in my book, though. Can I get a question that I wrote in my book?
That's
and
gay.
These
that's
guys can answer it for me.
For the last 7 minutes.
No.
That's the thing, because women can. We can say, "Oh, I was drunk," whatever, whatever, and we go be great moms and wives and all that stuff. But if I knew
I already know
that
heart.
Perhaps, sorry. Yes. If you know there was a man that possibly had that, I would question him. Would I accept it? Yes, but I want him to be honest. You know what I'm saying? But I would feel some type of way, like,
right. I would.
Are you
I wouldn't
sure?
think that
did
he
you
was...
enjoy it?
Right.
Did you come? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There'll be questions that I want to know.
Yeah.
Of course,
because
he enjoyed
you
it.
Might be looking at Jason next time in the room, like, damn, he got some nice lips. Like, oh, see, now you doing flashbacks and shit. My lips not big enough. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be something like that. I'm gonna feel some type of way. Right. You know? So, can that happen? And then you're like, oh, I'm not. Let's that was a drunk night mm-mm. in Mardi Gras.
So he said no. Okay.
I say no.
No. No.
You
no. no.
wasn't
from
that
a gay
drunk.
Man, no.
You wasn't that drunk. Right. You know what you were doing.
Because, baby, if you was drunk, fucked up, you still know what you was doing, okay?
Exactly.
You most definitely
period.
Know what you're doing.
Think?
So let me deepen it for you then. If
Jay.
The lights were off and I was with a female, and uh-oh. She left out the room and you came in
oh, shit.
And finished off where she left off at. And I loved it.
Oh.
I mean, I loved it.
And
then I find out that it, yeah, and I find out that it was you. Does that mean I'm gay?
Fuck.
That's how people wind up. That's how people wind up on talk shows.
Murder.
Right.
Huh? Yeah, that too.
Snails.
No. I do these at my sessions too. I try to make up the things that are possible.
No.
But would that make me gay? Because I did not know, but I really enjoyed it.
You know.
Am I gay?
I mean, but that's, come on. I mean, the guy's moaning. You could tell a man's moaning.
No, you can't tell it when he's.
You can tell the
dude. No. If he's doing his thing, I'm not listening to him moaning. It's about me. I'm laying here getting enjoyed, right? And he's doing his thing to me. And it's pitch dark. She came in, replaced it, my woman. Now, am I gay when I find out that it was a guy?
What about the mustache?
I'm talking about me.
What about the jawline?
Everybody
men
have a mustache.
Men and women have different.
There's men out here clean face.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of men.
He's
and
clean
women
face.
Have,
there's a lot of men out here clean.
But their hands are different.
Right. And what about their jawline? Like men have strong jaw features and everything. Come on,
man. Right, hey baby. Right.
What we're trying to tell you is that it's really hard for us to.
Hey baby.
I understand your question. Like they act
I
like nobody's ever gotten a blowjob sitting there like this.
I rest my case. There's
have
a
you?
Lot of everybody
yeah.
doesn't
oh,
experience
shit.
These certain sexual things the way everybody else does. And you can't put everybody in the same boat.
Yes, you can't.
You can't.
You can't put everyone in the
so
same boat.
So it's still a good question to
yes,
know
it's a good question.
That is a possibility.
Yeah,
and it is a possibility
gay.
A man can receive
a
blowjob from
man.
Another
man.
When
you see that's
and he's
the man,
not
just be like,
gay.
Damn.
Okay.
I think a
I'm
lot
gay.
Of it
yeah,
has
I'm
to
gay.
Do with.
Because I liked it. I enjoyed it. And it's a man.
But if
you
I turned around
thinking,
and found out it was a man that gave my
but
last enjoyment and I wanted
murder.
It again and I
it's
know
intent.
He's the only receiver, then I could probably say there's a possibility I'm gay because I love the way he did it versus hers.
Mm.
So then that tells me a little bit about myself.
I will say that
you think about
I've
it,
had
no.
A lot of men with families, with kids who have come to me, who I have hooked up with and say, like, you know, you just give better head to my wife or you give better head to my girlfriend.
I have
and
had
it is
people
what it
say
is.
I have better sex than they want.
And it's like your mouth gets wetter. You know what you're doing. Whatever. She's boring when it comes to that.
You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
that now, would that make,
yeah.
do you feel as though that makes him gay?
I don't feel like that makes him.
Super
I think
head.
It has to do a lot with.
Because y'all two lips are much bigger than mine. So I already know you know, and I hold my own for a chick, but I'm looking at them lips right there like, girl.
No. It's
your lips is bigger than mine.
That right there is like two minutes.
Oh, my God. It's not about your lips. It's about, like, literally, because I had told my boss that.
But you
Boston
got a
Market,
big, wide mouth.
Damn. Yeah, what?
Oh, yes. Like, I know you get the business.
But no.
Get her.
You know
get her
saying,
for that.
You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know.
Oh. Teach me.
Babe, we going to sleep tonight. but, no, a man know what a man want.
So my thing is, when I'm coming or whatever, exactly, when I'm coming, when I'm sucking a dick or whatever, and when that vein pop up in my mouth and I feel it, ooh, I go, him, because I know he's about to come. Ooh. So like I said, a man know what a man want, and bitch, I'll touch you that trick.
Oh.
But I know.
It has to do with culture too.
Yes, we absolutely.
As a Black community, we are so hard on each other. I remember as a child when I first showed emotion, my dad cut right into me. He didn't allow me to express myself.
Right.
I've been approached from three different white men at three different jobs that told me that they received head from another guy, and they're all married, and they said, hey, I got head from a guy, I experienced it, I knew it wasn't for me. You know, in China, it still is illegal to get married to a same sex. You know, they still have to, a lot of same sex couples come here just to get married, but it's still not recognized in their own country, you know?
It's a lot of issues that don't accept the gay
community. I think it has to do a lot with culture. In China, they're still doing shock therapy to cure homosexuality. That's been illegal for 4 years.
Wow.
So I think it has to do a lot with your upbringing and with culture as well. You know, we don't allow ourselves.
We don't.
To express
it's a stigma
ourselves
at that point.
Yeah.
And like I said, to each his own. I can't know if that happened to you in college on a drunk night. Don't tell Jessely. I don't want to know that shit, okay?
But I also appreciated those three white men that told me, because they told me out the blue. It was very like, hey, Jason, this happened to me, da da da. So they felt comfortable enough to express that to me.
That's
And oh my gosh.
I repeat that what you said. Yeah. Somebody want to hear.
Well,
they want your
about
trick.
The vein.
Yeah, they want your trick.
Yeah. What happened with that vein? What that vein do?
It's time to go.
When that vein pop up today,
you wobble your head, okay?
On our next episode of When the Vein.
We all the J's in the
game. All right, so we gotta go. Oh, guys,
we have to go quickly.
I
go
some
around.
Truly good questions.
Yes,
I
quickly
know,
go
I'm
around.
No, it's okay. Ding, ding, ding.
Order. We in need to quickly order. Go around and shout out your social media, Instagram, Facebook. Please like us on Facebook, Closet with a K.
Yep.
Conversations
with
a K. Z on the end.
Yep.
And we'll go around. K Cash, what's your Instagram?
24K_Cash.
Hey, okay. All
right. And then mine is Cyrus Moore.
Hey,
SYRISMORE.
Okay.
All right.
Ambitious.J2_. You can also follow me on Facebook at JSmooth.
Okay.
And go to my website, relationshipsatwowaystreet.com.
Okay.
JRockstyle, JRYRCK_ styles with a Z at the end.
Okay.
And also, I have 3 spots left of prom dresses. So get at me.
I ain't making it.
Oh, you ain't.
All right.
You ain't. You don't want this money like me.
I'm Chrissy_Mac1111.
Hey.
And I'm Berkeley's Closet. Mm. Happy birthday, mommy. And we are
Closet Conversation.
Tune in next week. I think this needs a part 2.
Part 2.
In the booty.
And love me on the load.
In the vein.
How to prep for the booty.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Good night, guys. Yeah. Love ya.